Yeshar, because his name is Yisachar. So next to him is Rabbi Yisachar Ber ben Reb Shlomo Zalman. And Yisachar Ber is a brother of the Vilna Gaon. Rabbi Yisachar Ber ben Reb, you can see the name. Go down a few lines, not written too clearly, but it's there. Moreno Reb Shlomo Zalman, you can see. Okay, Rabbi Yisachar Ber, the son of Reb Shlomo Zalman, this is a brother of the Vilna Gaon. So the second grave over is one. Vilna Gaon had many brothers. This is one of the brothers of the Vilna Gaon. And in this case, on top of the photograph, you have a transcript of the tombstone inscription printed 100 years ago. Put on the page here for you so you can read it clearly and see what it really says. And you can see the difference between what it looked like 100 years ago and how it looks now on a tombstone. Just to give you a sample, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down. In the print on top, it says Yisachar Ber, Beis Hei Gimel, which is what? Ben Hagom. Yisachar Ber, the son of the Gaon Moreno of Shlomo Zalman. Look on your photograph, what we see today. Barely Yisachar, pretty bad beer, Beis Ayin Reish, and then it says Hagom Moreno Ra, as if that was part of his name. Of course, it's Ben Hagom. You can see the problem with the press. In any event, that's the second one. Pass this around, then go to the third and fourth from the left. By mistake, if you have it, we'll do it. The last tombstone. The very last stone to the extreme right had no inscription on top. That's the Geir Tzedek. There never was an inscription on the Geir Tzedek. So now the next two stones over to the extreme right, that is next to the Geir Tzedek, is what you're holding in your hand now. And notice it's two women. Moras Devora, Basra Bar Yalev Loch. Ashes Reb Dov Ber ben Reb Yola Pestilus, we mentioned before Reb Tzvi, the son of Reb Dov Ber. This is Mrs. Reb Dov Ber. Her name was Devora, and also a cousin of the Vilna Gaon. And here's her whole inscription, and you saw it with your own eyes. And then the most extreme one on the right, the beautiful inscription, which everybody reads today who comes, is Reb Mendel, and they're all wondering who Reb Mendel is. It's not Reb Mendel, it's Moras Mendel. Mrs. Mendel, Bas Reb Yola Pestilus, who was married to a great Gaon by the name of Reb Noach Lifshitz, one of the great Kabbalists who lived in Vilna in the 18th century. Again, a relative of the Vilna Gaon, a cousin of the Vilna Gaon. So she is the wife of Reb Noach Lifshitz, who was actually known as Reb Noach Mindes. Reb Noach Mindes, his wife's name was Minda. In those days, the husband belonged to the wife. So he was known as Reb Noach Mindes. And Reb Noach Mindes is in fact buried next to the Vilna Gaon. He is on the left of the Vilna Gaon, and now you have all the graves mentioned. Take a look at the tombstone inscription now. Let me have one for yourself. So now you're looking at the third page that you're getting this minute.
2 minutes, 2 seconds. It says about this year was known of Ayurveda, but I'm looking at the Vilna Gaon. So who was that?
Okay. The Vilna Gaon's Matseva, which you looked at today, that was the fourth one over. And if you notice, the Vilna Gaon's Matseva is a stone with two inscriptions on it. Inscription on the right and the inscription on the left. The Vilna Gaon was so poor that it happened to be that he died pretty much at the same time as his cousin Reb Noach Mindes. So they share one tombstone. The left part of the tombstone is in memory of Reb Noach Mindes, and it spells out the name Noach, Ben, you can see, and so forth. Noach ben Avram, and that's the left inscription. If you look on the page that I just gave you, under the photograph, it's written out for you. Reb Noach ben Avram.